Welcome to the Do Good to Lead Well podcast. If you're passionate about mastering self-leadership, then you're in the right place. I have always been curious about and fascinated by the pursuit of leadership excellence. This is why I pursued my PhD in psychology with a specialization in business, and I've continued to dedicate my career to understanding the science and practice of positive leadership. My name is Craig Dowden. I'm a best-selling author, award-winning keynote speaker, executive coach, and member of the Forbes Coaches Council. Each week, I'll bring you world-class content on the science and practice of positive leadership. Through my conversations with best-selling authors, TED speakers, and top CEOs, you'll be able to leverage their insights and experience so you can maximize your potential and be the leader the world needs you to be.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another solo edition of the Do Good to Lead Well podcast series. I'm your host, Craig Dowden, and it's hard to believe another month has passed, and I'm really excited once again to record a solo episode where I share the latest and greatest conversations, research, and reflections that I've been privileged to be a part of over the last month or so. And for this episode, I'm really excited to share the content with you because there's so much of an emphasis on self-awareness these days. So many of our past guests on the Do Good to Lead Well podcast have trumpeted the importance of self-awareness. Doug Conant, who recently joined us, the former CEO of Campbell Soup Company, said, in order for us to be effective on the outside, it is essential for us to be self-aware. And so leadership and effective leadership starts from within. There's countless studies that have been conducted showing the importance of self-awareness in terms of our overall success. One of my favorites was written in a terrific book by Travis Bradbury of emotional intelligence fame called Self-Awareness. And he outlined an ambitious study that involved over 500,000 people. They were looking at what were the key factors that predicted success in our personal and professional lives. They looked at 16 different personality profiles because many of us have the misguided notion that certain personality types are more or better suited to success than others. They also looked at a variety of demographic variables, and they found that none of them predicted success. The only variable that they examined across 500,000 people that predicted success was level of self-awareness. Now, what's fascinating about all of this research is despite its importance, self-awareness is relatively rare. Best estimates across multiple studies have shown that anywhere from 10 to 30% of us are reasonably self-aware. So 1 in 10 to 1 in 3. So not a great set of outcomes here. And there's some terrific work done by Tasha Urich in her wonderful book, Insight. And I want to share that with you today in terms of her framing of the whole idea of self-awareness, because I think it provides compelling insight and actionable insight in terms of what we can do to maximize our ability to understand ourselves and have an accurate self-representation. So she has this compelling 2x2 chart, which really focuses on the two types of self-awareness. Number one being internal self-awareness, which, as the name suggests, looks at how well we know ourselves, our values, our passions, our aspirations, all of those things that make up who we are, the things that make us tick. So that's internal self-awareness. An equally valuable companion is also external self-awareness. So what does that mean? Essentially, it means to what extent do I have an accurate representation of how well other people perceive me on those dimensions? So as an example, if I have a particular core value, do other people, when they interact with me, would they say that I possess that core value? So this is really fantastic insight because essentially, self-awareness, as you can probably predict, are when both of these different types of self-awareness are maximized. And therein lies the power of the 2x2. So she talks about four different types that we can have. Now, as you could probably guess, we can be low on both. We can be low on internal self-awareness as well as low on external self-awareness. And she categorizes these individuals as seekers. We don't really know who we are, what we stand for, or how the people around us perceive us. Essentially, we're lost in that equation. And not surprisingly, this is not a form of self-awareness. And not surprisingly, we'll struggle because we are constantly drifting in different places, both internally and externally. Now, another really interesting group is what she labels introspectors. And essentially, that means they have a high level of internal self-awareness, yet a low level of external self-awareness. So even though I'm really clear on me, who I am, what defines me, I am essentially blind to how other people experience me. So my view of self is highly disconnected from other views of me. And what this does is it really creates blind spots for me, because who I think I am and how I think I'm showing up is not panning out in reality. So there's a massive disconnect. So even though I think I'm incredibly approachable and warm and friendly, other people don't experience me that way. So again, thus the label introspectors. And this gets in the way of our success. Another group, and I love the labels that she uses in this 2x2 box set, is pleasers. And as the name suggests, once again, it's such an intuitively powerful label. We are low on internal self-awareness, yet very high on external self-awareness. Essentially, what I'm trying to do is figure out, who do I need to be for the people around me? Now, as you can probably guess, that comes at the cost of my values, my wants, my needs, because my sole focus is on the external. I'm not really paying attention to inside. So again, depending on the environment, I can act entirely in different ways. And this creates incredible complexities because people may not know or start to question who I am. Can they trust me? Because it seems like, depending on the context, I'm a totally different person. And once again, we are extremely limited in our level of self-awareness and are setting ourselves up for challenges, for problems, and disappointments. The last group is the aware group, who, as I hinted earlier, score high on internal and external self-awareness. I have a very clear line of sight in terms of who I am, what I'm about, what I stand for. And I have an equal level of awareness in terms of how other people perceive me, how other people experience me. And I love this definition because it really harkens me back to the powerful definition of authentic leadership that Alan Mulally, my collaborator on A Time to Lead, shared with me. And Alan describes authentic leadership as when our values and beliefs and our behaviors are in alignment, yet the only thing that people can see is our behaviors. And from there, they have to infer what our values and beliefs are. I love this because authenticity and self-awareness clearly overlap at a very high level. And in fact, self-awareness is one of the critical elements of authentic leadership based on one of the most compelling frameworks presented. And so now, by knowing who I am and how I come across to others, I can maximize that alignment. I can maximize the chances that other people will perceive me as I perceive me. Well, despite the power and interesting nature of this 2x2, perhaps one of the things that we most want to think about is, how do I become aware? how can I avoid the pitfalls of being a seeker, a pleaser, or an introspector? Well, the best way to bridge that gap between my self-awareness and others' awareness or perceptions of me is through feedback. And in my last solo episode, or one of my previous solo episodes, I talked about how we can have engaging feedback conversations, how we can deliver feedback effectively. And so this is something that all of us can do. We can proactively ask people how they experience us. What are 3 to 5 words that they would use to describe us? We can ask people if we feel we're highly approachable. Hey, on a scale of 0 to 10, tell me how approachable do you think I am? And provide concrete examples as to why I am approachable or not as approachable. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to elicit input in terms of how we're showing up. It also allows us to stress test the validity of our own ideas. And asking for feedback is one of the most inexpensive, lowest time-consuming activities that we can take on. And to make this a regular part of our daily routine, personally, professionally, ask people what their thoughts are of us, how we could be better partners, friends, bosses, colleagues, direct reports, community members, on and on and on. So focusing in on obtaining as much feedback as we can, stressing to others how important this is for us, why we want it, how we want to improve, this maximizes the chances that we will be self-aware. As leaders, we can invest in 360 feedback mechanisms, either through a survey or through interviews. And in my executive coaching practice, I routinely capitalize on this powerful technique to elevate the self-awareness of the executives with whom I'm working. So to those of you listening, think about what is your level of internal and external self-awareness. Which of those 4 categories do you feel most suit you, is most representative of you? And remember, the best way to ensure that we spend the bulk of our time in the aware category is to master the breakfast of champions, feedback. Because through others' observations, we can ensure we're having the impact that we most desire in the world. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you in a future episode.
Thank you so much for joining me here today on Do Good to Lead Well. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you can follow me on Twitter at Craig Dowden, or reach out via LinkedIn or email info@craigdowden.com. I look forward to meeting you here next week for another transformational episode.